are Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pub food paired with local beer.
Both teams are in precarious positions on Saturday. This is our Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Carolina is 3-3 in the last six games and has dropped from number 3 in the country to number 10. Virginia has lost two of its last three, including a historic blowout at Virginia Tech and on a free fall from the national polls to the NCAA net rankings. So how big is their next game at the John Paul Jones Arena in Charlottesville at 4 p.m. on ESPN? The Tar Heels should win because man for man they have a better team and a defense that is capable of shutting down the UVA offense like Pitt and Wake Forest at JPJ and the Hokies did in Blacksburg, the Wahoos' second straight game of scoring under 50 points. The Cavaliers should win because they are playing at home, having beaten UNC there eight straight times over the last 10 years. And they will surely be ready to rebound from their worst loss in the 14-plus year Tony Bennett era by 34 points at Vartech. Aside from points scored and points allowed, understandable considering their different speeds of play, their team statistics are pretty close and often offsetting. Virginia averages scoring 69 points and allowing 61. Carolina scores 83 points a game and gives up 72. They both shoot about the same from the floor and on three-pointers. The Cavs are 10 points worse from the free throw line, but have a decided advantage in the important assist-to-turnover ratio. The Heels are a +9 on the backboards, which is deceiving because their tempo yields more possessions per game than Virginia, thus more shots taken and more rebounds to get. The Wahoos have better three-point shooting by their leaders, four guys who play at least 20 minutes and hit 46% or higher from the arc. Carolina's best long ballers are R.J. Davis and Harrison Ingram, both around 41%. But the Tar Heels attempt almost twice the number of free throws and make a higher percentage, 75-64. The Heels are projected ACC Player of the Year Davis, who leads the league in scoring, and the ACC's best rebounder in Amanda Bacot. The Cavaliers do it more by committee with Reese Beekman, who is dangerous when he gets in the lane, and Isaac McNeely, who leads them in 3 points launched and still hits 46%. Ryan Dunn is also a threat from outside and is the only player in both teams in the first round of the NBA's mock draft. The Tar Heels want to play faster and the Hoos more deliberate, but the outcome will depend on defense. And if UNC plays like it did against Duke, as opposed to the loss to Clemson 3 days later, both at home, it will be an accomplishment worthy of first place in the ACC. This is Archansky. See you at the Casual Pint.